When they reached the haunted house, there was something so weird and grisly about the dead silence that reigned there under the baking sun, and something so depressing about the loneliness and desolation of the place that they were afraid for a moment to venture in. Then they crept to the door and took a trembling peep. They saw a weed-grown, floorless room, unplastered, an ancient fireplace, vacant windows, a ruinous staircase, and here, there, and everywhere hung ragged and abandoned cobwebs. They presently entered, softly, with quickened pulses, talking in whispers, ears alert to catch the slightest sound, and muscles tense and ready for instant retreat. In a little while, familiarity modified their fears, and they gave the place a critical and interested examination, rather admiring their own boldness, and wondering at it, too. Next, they wanted to look upstairs. This was something like cutting off retreat, but they got to daring each other, and, of course, there could be but one result. They threw their tools into a corner and made the ascent. Up there were the same signs of decay. In one corner, they found a closet that promised mystery, but the promise was a fraud. There was nothing in it. Their courage was up now and well in hand. They were about to go down and begin work when, "Shh," said Tom.
"What is it?"
whispered Huck, blanching with fright.
"Shh! There! Hear it?"
"Yes. Oh, my. Let's run."
"Keep still. Don't you budge. They're coming right toward the door."
The boys stretched themselves upon the floor with their eyes to knot holes in the planking and lay waiting in a misery of fear.
"They've stopped. No, coming. Here they are. Don't whisper another word, Huck. My goodness, I wish I was out of this."